Shalom to all. Today's daf is in Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Gimel, and we are starting about halfway through the Amud at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah of Chamisha Asar Bar Karnes Amigil B'Krachin, and Vilnsur's daf is on Beis Amud Aleph, a little bit up from the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marshmerim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. The Mishnah told us on the 15th of Adar we read the Megillah and the Krachim in the walled cities. We know this is referring to walled cities from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, if they had a wall then. So we read the Megillah on the 15th, not on the 14th. So nothing more asked. Loichin Amar Chelboy Rav Chona and Rav B'Shem Rav Chiya Rabba. Then we have this memor which we quoted yesterday from Rav Chelboy, Rav Chona, and Rav, who said this in the name of Chiya Rabba, that I call Yotze Bar Basar, Shuz my Kriyasa. Everyone's Yotze on the 14th, because that's its time of reading. The vast majority of Yidden read the Megillah on the 14th, so even if a 15th-er read the Megillah on the 14th, he's Yotze. And therefore, even if the Mishnah didn't say that the walled cities read on the 15th, we know that if they read on the 14th, they're Yotze. What's the point of the Mishnah mentioning it? The Gemara answers, you're right, Loi Ba'el Amedcha, it's only coming to teach you, Shah Mitzvahs Noigas Ba'adar Asheni, that these Mitzvahs, these things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, are Noig in the second Adar. In other words, really the main point is regarding the other things mentioned in the Mishnah which needed to be done after the winter, like fixing up the roads and clearing out the mikvahs from mud and things like that. Now, let's say there was another Adar added on, they're done in the second Adar, and that's brought out by mentioning Kriyas Megillah, which, as quoted yesterday, is done in the second Adar. Now, Rav Yisrael Racha and Yosivin, Rav Yisrael Racha were sitting, and Omar Rav Yisrael Racha, Rav Yisrael said to Rav Racha, Gimel Beis on top, Lo Mistabra Lisha Avar. It's only logical to say that this din, that a 15th-er who read the Megillah on the 14th, is referring to the past, meaning Bidiyeved, if he ended up reading on the 14th and he did not read on the 15th like he was supposed to, so then we say, okay, Zyotzi is Chiyav of Mikra Megillah. Aval Liba Lai, that's the proper Girsa. But in the future, it's not so, meaning we don't say that L'chadchila, he can just read on the 14th and he doesn't have to read on the 15th. Why is that? Because Vatani, we have a Braisa, Makam Shana Gula Kresa Shnei Yamim, in a place where they have a Minug, to read the Megillah on both days, both on the 14th and the 15th. This is because this place has a wall right now, and they're Besafik if it had a wall in the times of Yeshua. So they read both on the 14th and 15th. So it must be based off of this, that they have to read on their proper day, which is why they read both days, because if not, if a person who's technically supposed to read on the 15th reads on the 14th and is Yotze and he doesn't have to do anything else, then why would these places who are Besafik, if they're supposed to read on the 14th or 15th, read on both days? Just read on one day, read on the 14th, and then they're fine. They don't have to read on the 15th. From the fact that we see that they read on both the 14th and the 15th, it must be that this whole din, that a 15th-er that's Yotze by reading on the 14th, it's only B'diyeved after the fact. If they ended up only reading on the 14th, so then they're Yotze, but L'chadchil, they have to read on the 15th. And really, he told him, Ofanas Avarkain, I hold the same thing. And our Rav Mana says, Vios, this is true. Again, this idea that a 15th-er who reads on the 14th is Yotze the Chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah, that's only Bidiyeved, but not L'chadchil, and L'chadchil, they would have to reread on the 15th. Why is that true? Now we have a big Girsa switch over here. We take out the next 2.5 lines, and we say as follows, because Ilu Ben Tesvav, Shakar B'Yodalad, if you have a 15th-er that read on the 14th, V'loy Kar B'Tesvav, and he says, I'm not reading on the 15th. Yidafka doesn't want to read on the 15th anymore. Shema Shaymaloi, do we listen to him? We don't listen to him. We tell him he has to read on the 15th. And here we pick back up with the Gemara because Im Imarat Kain, if you're going to say that, if you're going to say, yeah, it's fine, you don't have to read on the 15th, no problem, you read on the 14th, you're good to go. Nimtzes Eiker Zman Krachim Biodecha. It turns out that with your hands, you're uprooting the time of the Krachim, which is supposed to be on the 15th, as the Megillah itself says that the walled cities read on the 15th. And if you're going to tell a person, ah, you read on the 14th, no problem, you don't have to read on the 15th, you're uprooting that. So obviously, it's only Din Bidiyeved, not L'chadchila. Now we continue talking about two Adars. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aymer Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Mitzvahs Noigas Ba'adar Sheni, the mitzvahs that we keep in Adar Sheni, Eino Noigas Ba'adar Rishon, they don't apply to Adar Rishon, which means Mikra Megillah and Matanas Levyanim and the Dalad Parshiyos, we do them all in Adar Sheni and not in Adar Rishon, Chutzmin Hespidim and Tainis, Shehin Shavin Bazel Bazet, except for the Isser of saying Hespedim, eulogizing somebody, and fasting on these special days around Purim time, that's equal by both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Now he pauses Brisa for a moment, and Rav Buck quotes Rav Yirmi, who says B'Shem Rav, and Rav Simon says B'Shem Yeshu Balevi, Halacha Kar B'Shem Gamliel, the Halacha Kar B'Shem Gamliel. Now Rav Chonu Rabba Tzipayrin Amar, Rav Chonu Rabba of Tzipayrin, he says that Hinig Rav Chanina B'Tzipayrin Ka'adad Rav B'Shem Gamliel, Rav Chanina Tzipayrin, it was his minig, it was his custom, that this is what he used to do, like Rav B'Shem Gamliel. However, now we focus on his Lashon, Loi Amar Ella Hinig. He only said that he was Noig like this, that this is what his practice, his custom was. Halacha Loi. That means he didn't pask in the halachas like this. What's an afkamina? So when we say that the halacha is such, that tells us that in public, when the Rav would give a drasha, he would tell everyone that this is what we're supposed to do. However, when it doesn't say that that's the halacha, that it was just the minug, so in practice that's what people did, but in public, they wouldn't pask like this openly. Now we go back to the Braisa, it tells us Havol Inyan Shtarais, but in regards to writing legal documents, so then there is a difference between the two Adars. Kaisvin Adar Harishain, when it's the first Adar and they're writing a legal document, and obviously they have to write the date when it happened, so they write, it was Adar Rishain, the first Adar, Bav Adar Hasheni, when When it comes to the second Adar, they just write Adar because the Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. Now, down on Ralph on top, we have a Mahan D'Amar which argues, and this Mahan D'Amar holds that the first Adar was the main Adar. So when they're writing Shtar on the first Adar, they would simply write Adar, and that obviously means Adar Rishon. Ela Shekaisu an Adar Sheni Tinyon. When it came to the second Adar, that's where they would write the second one. They would write Tinyon, which means the second one, because we have to know that it's the second Adar. Now, review just comments on this, that Adar Hasheni Kaisvin Tov Vidayoi. By Adar Sheni, when they're dating a Shtar then, they don't have to write the full word, Tinyon, which means the second one. They could just write a Tuf, like the letter Tuf, the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and that's sufficient, because everyone's going to understand that we're talking about the second Adar. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.